This is the WGXC news update. You can go online to newsroom.wgxc.org for all of our news updates, weather, town meetings, and more.
When federal and state funds fall short, someone has to step up. And in 2014, charitable donations played a major part in addressing health and social service needs across the state. David O'Korn with the Long Island Community Foundation says 2014 has been a tough year for nonprofits that serve New Yorkers because of shortfalls in both state and federal funds. He says his group works with a variety of donors to help fill many of those gaps.
The largest impact really seems to be on social service providers and social service agencies, organizations that are providing food to the hungry, housing to homeless people.
During the largest round of grants this year, O'Korn says the Long Island Community Foundation provided $500,000 to 23 nonprofit groups on the island. Marie Smith heads up donor relations for the Community Foundation and says immigrant issues have also been at the forefront in 2014.
The new population that's coming in of unaccompanied minors, the immigrant children that are coming in, Long Island has a huge influx of that going on right now. We're trying to work with nonprofits that are going to address those issues.
The very first community foundation in the U.S. based in Ohio is celebrating 100 years of service this year. O'Korn says his group is an operating division of the New York Trust, which just marked 90 years of service.
We spend a lot of time educating our donors so that they really understand not only the issues, but also which organizations are effectively addressing those issues.
For Public News Service, I'm Mike Clifford.